2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. Today is Friday, Black Friday, the 26th day of November. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes, and in Salt Lake City at Broadcast House, it's 28 degrees.
No problems, delays, or crashes. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, a skier who crashed into a snowbank at the Brighton Ski Resort has died. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says the man was airlifted to the hospital after a heroic effort to save him.
The man's family says first responders worked for more than half an hour to stabilize him before they put him on the helicopter, but he passed away after he arrived. The family says the accident happened on a groomed ski run where snowmaking machinery was operating. They describe the man as a healthy and athletic 61-year-old. His name hasn't been released. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
A car carrying seven people, six of them juveniles, crashed into a backyard overnight in South Jordan. Police say the car was headed south on 40th West near the Ochre Mountain Temple when the vehicle lost control and crashed into the guardrail, landing in a backyard. Police are investigating whether the driver was impaired. They say there were no serious injuries. Utah's former governor just got a job with the U.S. Department of Education. KSL News Radio's Jacob Ruetta is live with the details. Jacob?
Tim, Governor Gary Herbert will be working with the Department of Education evaluating the nation's schools under the National Report Card. Utah Valley University said in a statement that Herbert was appointed to a four-year term at the National Assessment Governing Board by the Department of Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. Herbert said in a statement that it was an honor to be selected and that he knew how important it was to bring Utah's voice and experience to the table. Tammy Pfeiffer, Herbert's former education advisor, will be helping him out in the role. Live in the newsroom, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The World Health Organization is assessing a new coronavirus variant detected in South Africa and meeting today to decide whether it is a variant of concern.
After the meeting of the Technical Advisory Group on Virus Evolution today, we will inform you whether the variant is going to be classified as a variant of interest or concern.
The new variant was discovered in at least 20 cases of COVID-19 in South Africa, as well as South African travelers in Botswana and Hong Kong. Israel's prime minister says the country is on the threshold of an emergency situation after authorities detected the country's first case of the new variant in a traveler who returned from Malawi. The health ministry said the traveler and two other suspected cases, all of whom have been vaccinated, are now in isolation. 200 refugees gathered in Dallas yesterday to give thanks. ABC's Jim Ryan reports it was a first Thanksgiving for many.
Welcome. So glad you're here.
The menu may have been tailored to Middle Eastern tastes and religious traditions, but yes, this was Thanksgiving.
This is the first time.
Says Gulajan, who came to Texas from Afghanistan in August.
I know what it feels like to be isolated, to be a refugee.
Samira Page hosts this event every year.
We really want them to experience a little bit of the joy of this season.
And after enjoying his first Thanksgiving, Gulajan says he's more convinced than ever that
it is a very great and beautiful country.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
This year's Thanksgiving may just be the most vegan-friendly one yet. Axios reports surveys show that more than half of Americans hosted guests who follow a special diet in the last year, and more than half of Americans say offering vegan options at holiday gatherings is important. If you're looking to take a break from food and want to make the most of it, a new study says you should work out to start the process. KSL News Radio's Adam Small reports that exercising to start a fast can actually help you reach ketosis faster.
Ketosis is what happens when your body runs out of glucose, its normal source of energy. Once your body runs out of glucose, it then relies on stored body fat for energy. This is what makes diets like intermittent fasting so popular nowadays. The study says exercising to start a fast could help you reach ketosis up to 3.5 hours faster.
On top of burning off some fat, ketones, which are produced through ketosis, can help fend off diseases like cancer, diabetes, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's. And what might you see those deals on, the best deals on this holiday season? ABC's Chuck Severson tells us.
Some things never change.
TVs are a huge Black Friday tradition. You want to be a little careful because sometimes retailers offer like really cheap prices on very cheap Black Friday only derivative models. So you need to research and make sure what you're getting.
Shopping expert Kristen McGrath with BlackFriday.com says certain toys will sell out faster than others.
If you see it on Black Friday, and if it's a popular toy, it might not even be on sale. Lock it in if you can.
Plenty of travel deals lasting through Cyber Monday. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
The people who deliver your packages are begging you, please shop and ship as early as you can. UPS urged shoppers today to buy early as a result of supply chain shortages. They point out once they get the package, they'll get it out there to you, of course, as quickly as they can, but they can't deliver something that is out of stock.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.